8:45, live from the studios at 33rd of Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining us today. Colon cancer. Nobody talks about it over a meal, but you should. It is the most preventable cancer on the planet, and the key to it is early detection. So for the 11th year in a row, the Boxer 500 Run and Walk is happening to help prevent colorectal cancer. It takes place on Sunday, August 11th, and the event co-chair, Jerry Ingen, is with me now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Great after butchering your name.
Okay.
My apologies, of course. How on earth did you get involved to co-chair such a big event?
Oh, that's a good question. I've been serving on the board for many, many years in different capacities, and this year...
Missed a meeting?
Yeah, I missed it. There you go. And that's what happens when you volunteer and you miss a meeting. You get elected. No, it's a great event. I've participated with it every year, and this year they just needed a new co-chair, so I stepped in to help out and keep this event going. It's a great event.
Sure, absolutely. Now, this happens at Warner Park. You're going to have the whole park to yourself on this coming Sunday.
Yeah, it's a complete takeover, Mike. It's so fun. We start the race outside of the stadium, and the 5K, there's a one-mile walk and run for kids, and then there's a 5K for adults. Many people walk it. Lots of people run it. It is a timed event with the Omaha Running Club, so it is a sanctioned 5K, which is kind of nice.
Sure.
With awards and medals and everything at the end. But the race goes all the way around the perimeter of the park and some of the nice neighborhoods out there, but very, very safe route, very family friendly. Lots of families participate in this event and show up in their themed boxers.
Sure.
In honor or in memory of a loved one who was either fighting the battle or survived their battle against colon cancer.
Sure.
And so it's kind of a celebration.
Certainly. And it's not over as soon as the race is over. There's more festivities to happen inside
yes,
the stadium.
Inside
as well.
The stadium, we take over and the kids' area is open and the Pancake Man comes out and we have a great time, live music. It's just a great afternoon to come outside and spend time celebrating, but also kind of remembering how important it is to get screened. We have many families that will come out, and because one family member got screened and was diagnosed, that the rest of the family, the siblings, cousins, aunts, everybody realizes that, gosh, I've never gotten screened either for that. Maybe, yeah, I need to do that too. And it's just it's a family thing. It's something we need to talk about more.
One of the things that we're discovering is that it's happening more and more early. It used to the standard operational procedure used to be after 50 or after 55, you need to start getting screened. And now we're in the 40s here,
yes.
And unfortunately we're losing people who are in their 30s.
Because if you have a family history of it, definitely you need to be talking with your doctor. Every year in March, we distribute free FOBT kits, which is a stool sample test that can detect things much, much earlier than anybody realizes. So doing that annually at any age is a good thing to do.
Does someone need a doctor's prescription to get one of those kits
from
you?
No, you do not.
Okay.
No,
so it would just be
not.
A matter of contacting. And how does one contact you to get one of those kits?
Well, during March, we promote that through public awareness throughout the city, and we mostly distribute those through pharmacies. So if you're in a pharmacy here in the metro area and you're 45 or older, you can just ask for one of those FOBT kits. And that's the reason why we do this race, too. It gives us an opportunity to raise funds so that we can do that awareness campaign and distribute those kits for free in March.
And there's literally a correlation between early detection and full recovery.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Because again, the earlier it is detected, even before it is precancerous, it can be taken care of very, very easily and 100% cure. So the sooner you can detect those precancerous markers, the better the outcomes.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you can always get a colonoscopy, and the timing on those can change based upon if you have polyps, some things that are removed. They keep a good eye on you. I know I've got the clock a ticking, and 2020 is my year to go back.
Yep.
So
yep.
That's
you just
the way it is.
Take the time to make the appointment and
sure.
and and get it done.
Well, and just think about the great weight loss you have the night before.
Exactly.
It's just wonderful that way.
The other thing that's fun, we call it the Boxer 500 because people do come out and run in their boxers or briefs. No whitey-tighties, please, but fun boxers. And, it just lightens up the whole conversation about it.
Sure.
So it's not so taboo to talk about and to do.
Sure, absolutely. This event, it's the 11th annual Boxer 500 Run and Walk to Prevent Colorectal Cancer. That is Sunday, August 11th, 8 a.m. at Warner Park. People can still participate even right up to that day. The registration may be closed right now.
Yeah,
but
pre-registration online is closed, but people can still come and register that day and just get there between 7 and 7:30. We'll get you registered, get you a T-shirt, and you'll be on your way.
Just perfect. Jerry Engen is the event coordinator. Morning Edition continues right now.